your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within. Today's subject is very controversial. You probably heard about stress many times. Nobody likes stress today. So many medication against stress. You write in virtually every nutrition book or health book that stress kills you. And you should do anything to avoid stress. And in the fitness industry, stress has been regarded as catabolic. That means a muscle-wasting factor. Basically, it's the bad guy. Since The Warrior Within is about putting the record straight, we're going to talk about the reality of stress. And as I put on the title, we're going to talk about the contradictory effect of stress. Stress is certainly not a good guy, per se. It has very bad aspects, has extremely good aspects, actually survival aspects. Without stress hormones, we are basically dead. And nothing that God or nature created here has only bad purposes. We need to understand the picture in order to do, not just to know what to do, in order to better survive. This is all what it's about. It's about human survival, vigor, ability to understand who you are and what should you do to better survive and enjoy your life in a good, healthy, lean, and powerful body. Anyway, Brandy.
Yes.
You heard probably that stress causes fat gain and disorders. I'm going to challenge you with a few questions because you're relatively educated, and it's going to be a very interesting challenge to see what really people think. Also, thank you very much for your email support that you send me. I really appreciate it. And I want to tell you, all the listeners and all the Warrior Diet followers, regardless to Warrior Elite, which is right now in full gear, I'm still here, we are still here to support you. So if you do have emails, if you do have questions, I cannot guarantee immediate response, but eventually I'm trying to respond to all emails directly or indirectly. So your question eventually is going to be answered.
Also, and in conjunction with that, Ori, I don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, that's what the radio show is about. I mean, we really want listeners to call in and ask your questions. You know, that's what Ori enjoys doing, is being able to set the record straight now when we're doing the show.
Yes.
You know, so let me give out the number real quick, Ori, and
yes,
then
sure,
you can
absolutely
finish. You know, you can call in. We've got two listener call-in lines. It's 866-472-5791 or 866-472-5791. And, you know, call in the entire time during the hour. I mean, obviously, if Ori's in the middle of explaining something, it might take us a moment to get to your call. But, you know, we are aware that you're there, and we will get you on air as quickly as possible. Because you guys got to remember, it's the same thing with me when I was introduced to Ori. You know, I felt a little uncomfortable sometimes asking Ori questions, and Ori would come back and always let me know that I was not the first person to ask this question. So generally, if you have a question, you know, we're not only answering it for you, we're answering it for, you know, hundreds, thousands of other people that are going to have that same question.
That's
you do.
Exactly the point. And I'm not shying away from anything that you ask.
No.
The one thing I ask you, we have a form and people are coming to the form. I'm extremely busy right now. I can't come to the form 5 days a day and all the others. In fact, I hardly find the time to come to the form because I do come and I do answer. It's just extremely tough now to run the business, do the R&D, and answer the, write the concept and the emails and whatever it is, and answer the numerous emails and try to help people. And on the top of us, come to discussion in the forum. So this is the right opportunity for you to challenge me with questions. If you have any question, I don't care who you are, I'm here to answer it. If you want to argue, that's fine with me too. okay? It's a free conversation, whatever opinion that you have. Let's come back to the subject.
Yes.
The subject is stress. I'll try to give you some background regarding stress. Excess of stress, excess of the stress hormone cortisol, have been indeed found to be correlated with metabolic syndrome, which include central obesity. It include dyslipidemia, that means high blood lipids, raising blood pressure, raising blood sugar, insulin resistance, and increasing protein catabolism. That means increasing proteins. That is associated with chronic excess of the hormone cortisol in the body. Many people today suffer from that, and the phenomena is very interesting. However, and that's a huge however, on the other hand, acute stress, that means normal stress that we face during the day, such as with exercise, on when we undereat, or basically when we have to face a danger, do in many ways the opposite thing. It actually benefits us. There is mounting evidence that cortisol play a critical role. All the glucocorticoids, the stress hormone, I will explain in a second who they are. They play a critical role in regulating blood sugar when you really need blood sugar, in regulating basically water retention, mineral homeostasis, the amount of sodium that you need, potassium that you need, okay? It regulates many blood pressure and all your ability to sustain life under extreme condition. Inherently and primarily, the stress hormone cortisol is lipolytic. That means it's break fat. It breaks fat storage.
So what you're saying, Ori, is you're going completely against what everybody's saying about cortisol.
I'm not going against, well, of course, because those who attack cortisol in most cases, are talking from sheer ignorance.
Right.
Muscle Magazine or Fitment Magazine article, some nice people who think that the word stress is horrible. I wrote before, and I wrote it many years on the initial warrior diet, that stress is not horrible, stress is not against you, and inherently, the stress hormone cortisol is extremely beneficial, and we need it. And I will come and announce a few facts today that you probably never heard before, that even on a muscular level, we need a certain level of stress, including, yes, free radical, toxic free radical, promote good muscularity, good strength, good muscle tone. We'll talk about it very soon, but let's go back to the stress. Let me explain the mechanism. And what is the principle? What is the principle that separates between good cortisol or good stress and bad stress?
Yes.
Since stress, first of all, the glucocorticoids are steroid hormone. That means it's a fatty, basically, based compound, not peptides like growth hormone or insulin or adrenaline. They produce in the steroid, in the adrenal gland, these are adrenal steroids, which have receptors in virtually every cell, but particularly in certain kind of areas, such as visceral fat. Visceral fat is very high in glucocorticoid receptors, okay? And it plays a reason. But stress can basically affect virtually every tissue in the body. Interestingly enough, these glucocorticoid stress hormones are secreted not in an active form. They're secreted in the form of cortisone, and they need to be activated on the receptors by a certain kind of enzyme, okay? And if they're not activated, this same receptor of stress, of cortisone or cortisol, will be occupied by another steroid of adrenal steroid, which is called mineralocorticoid or aldosterone. So in many times when we suppress cortisol, inhibit cortisol artificially, we can cause water retention because of extra activity of the mineralocorticoids, aldosterone. It may sound too technical for you. Let's stay on the basis.
So let me ask something, yes. Ori, because I do get a little confused when you, for me personally, because I'm trying to understand, you know, all the things you're explaining. So when you have those products out there, like the cortisol pills that are supposed to reduce it, are you saying that that is actually, it can counteract, it can actually cause you to, you have the water weight gain?
There's no question that cortisol inhibitors could cause water retention and high blood pressure. But cortisol pill applied chronically will regard by the body as excess of cortisol in many times, and that can cause all the adverse effects that we talked before: weight gain, insulin resistant, high blood bleeding. So let's go back to the basic before we get sick. Okay, let's talk about the healthy person.
Mm-hmm.
On the cortisol basic plays role mostly under times of extreme condition, stress, lack of food, danger, exercise. In order to prevent you from fainting, cortisol will elevate blood sugar, okay, by initiating various action, including the breakdown of fat tissues, and by inhibiting insulin, blood sugar basically, because insulin clears blood sugar, blood sugar actually start to raise up, okay? It also promotes other function in the liver, including glycogen buildup, yes?
Okay.
And also gluconeogenesis, the production of sugar from fat in the liver or other substrate. So cortisol actually play a very important role, and obviously if you totally take away the cortisol, there are certain kind of disease of cortisol deficiency, organism can die, basically.
Wow.
A mammal can die.
So does this have to do with our fight or flight?
That has to do a lot with the fight or flight.
Okay.
However, this is what interestingly happened, so let me throw it up front. I was attacked many times on the fact that the way that I promote stress, promote the sympathetic nervous system, and therefore promote cortisol, which is very bad for you, and la, 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 la.
Right.
But let's put the record straight here. From biological point of view, it's exactly the opposite picture. This is what happened to a human being 10,000 years ago, to a healthy human being in primordial condition here. During the day, didn't have time to do the hunt, he's been attacked by a bear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
His blood sugar, cortisol, start to raise up. It
right.
Start to raise up together with adrenaline, okay? When this is happening, fat is being breaking down, mobilized very efficiently to energy. Insulin is in a low level. In actually, every beneficial action is happening now, okay, to protect this man 10,000 years ago and keep him alive. Make him alert, be able to react, keep in a high energetic state, etc. After the break, we'll talk about the opposite. What happened? And how stress or cortisol can be a bad hormone. We'll talk after the break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, let me continue with the subject. It may sound confusing because it's a little bit contradictory. But as I said before, we have good stress and bad stress. Let's see again how cortisol can benefit us, how the stress hormone can actually promote fat burning and energy production, utilization of fuel to energy. It is exactly when adrenaline is high and insulin is low when cortisol will benefit you. While you're fasting or under-eating and exercise or exercise on empty stomach, okay? Insulin is low, adrenaline is high, cortisol is high, you just burn fat and convert energy. Everything is working right and cortisol will be regulated properly. This is when cortisol become bad. When insulin is high, I repeat again, when insulin is high, and cortisol is high, all the adverse effect, all the problems start. Insulin and cortisol antagonize each other. In fact, cortisol is slightly even stronger than insulin in many ways. So insulin is being blocked by cortisol, especially when highly elevated. And the action of removing blood sugar, converting to energy, is not happening. So here we are. We have high adrenal, fat is breaking down, but this is not translating to energy, and also blood sugar remains high because insulin is blocked. And on the top of all, insulin is not completely blocked. The one action that insulin should, we should be concerned, insulin inhibits fat breakdown. Insulin is a fat-storing hormone, as this action is not completely blocked. So whatever is broken will be deposited back on the fat tissue, and because of the cortisol activity, especially when it's chronic, it will mostly go, the distribution over time will change mostly toward the abdominal, the visceral fat in the abdominal. Let me explain again. All the problem happen when insulin is unstable or in high level. When we have high insulin together with cortisol, we are absolutely screwed. So the old system of eating frequent meals, I said it many years ago, that constantly raise your insulin, everything that you hear, around the old-fashioned nutrition. Remember how I was attacked on TV, I was attacked everywhere. But it's morons who ask you to constantly eat.
Yes.
And that raise your insulin. But we cannot avoid being stressful on it. There's always something happening, right, Brandy?
Definitely.
Everybody is facing stress. Now, cortisol is not doing its job. Insulin is not doing it. They just clash into each other, and we are the victims. And that's how people gain fat. That's how people become hypertensive. That's why people's survival is being threatened. The old cycle that I was talking about of under-eating during the stressful hours of the day, hopefully we now make sense to you when you understand that there's nothing wrong about elevated stress hormone, because in this environment of under-eating, stress become pretty beneficial. This is the cortisol house, the adrenal house. In fact, cortisol increase adrenal sensitivity. It has amazingly beneficial effect. Let's talk about stubborn fat. You know, one of the phenomena of stubborn fat, besides being estrogen sensitive, is that this fat tissue has increased number, it's called alpha adrenal receptors. And these receptors of adrenal inhibit adrenal action and inhibit fat burning. I'll repeat again, stubborn fat tissue typically, I wrote about it in my Warrior Diet book, in Maximum Muscle Minimum Fat book, stubborn fat is usually high in alpha adrenal receptors, which antagonize adrenaline and antagonize fat burning. And guess what happened? Cortisol antagonized the alpha receptors and increased the active beta adrenal receptors. So it helped actually not just increase the efficiency of binding a potency of adrenaline and noradrenaline for fat burning, it's also increased the composition of the fat cells under good condition to carry more beta receptors to burn fat. This is a fact. It's unarguable. It was already found. It has been established. So when we follow the right eating cycle, we can handle a lot of stress. That's why the fight and flight, right, Brandy, mechanism is extremely effective, and it's effective when the sympathetic nervous system is on when you are under eating.
Well, in addition to not only the eating cycle, I mean, are there obvious foods or herbs that also affect our stress? I mean, it seems like, too, people don't understand is that when you're highly stressed and then you go out and have a burger, you don't feel calmer, you don't feel better. You understand what I'm saying? Or
this is the catch here, Brandy. It's a good question. Since insulin antagonizes cortisol, we have two ways to resolve stress. The active way, you're stressful, handle it, do some action. If it is exercise or solving a problem or just getting used to live under high tone of stress during the active hours of the day. However, people who are not taught or trained to handle stress, in most time go to the passive way. Instinctively, not knowingly, they go and attract to eat carbohydrates.
I know, I've definitely been guilty of that.
Yeah, because carbohydrates like bread, cookies, cakes, initially register as raising insulin, and insulin initially antagonize cortisol. So for the healthy person, if he eat, let's say, a meal at night, I eat rice or corn at night, my level of stress will be reduced immediately after eating the meal. But if chronically I apply this method, actually by even more sugary things, okay, nonstop, this is not going to happen because insulin become insensitive, so its action is diminished, cortisol remain elevated. These two again clash into each other, and the result is catastrophe, fat gain disorder, etc. So the attraction to passive inhibition of cortisol is adverse, in my opinion. You should not run to the cakes and cookies to inhibit stress. This is not the right way. It may work for a couple of seconds, but it's misleading.
And, you know, not to cut you off, Rory, but that really brings me back, as you know, and for the listeners, I've just purchased a house and moving, and I've been under a tremendous amount of stress. And I remember I came to you, Rory, remember? It was a couple shows ago afterward, and I said, Rory, I'm so stressed out. And I said, and for the first time since, you know, going in and doing the Warrior Way all these months, I'm craving chips. And you explained it to me, and I remember you told me then, we need to start putting corn into your diet.
Yes.
So, I mean, now, it's like I guess I'm just getting an even deeper understanding of what you were trying to get me to understand then. I just probably couldn't hear you because of what was going on.
No, there were
but it makes a lot of sense.
Corn. Yes, there were other reasons for
right,
the corn.
Right, but that was one of them, though.
Yes, this is one of them, and we're going to discuss it later on. However, I just want to add a few facts because the big challenge is also to understand how cortisol affect burning or fat buildup, fat gain.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the mechanism because this is the show that we're going to talk about fat gain or fat loss, seriously. And also how it affects muscle waste or maybe muscle gain, okay? Let me just say something about cortisol. Cortisol increases appetite. And ironically, insulin is supposed to suppress appetite. Yes, insulin and leptin are appetite suppressor. That means that's how the body regulates things. We are very hungry, okay? We eat the bread or whatever it is. Insulin raises up, and after a while, it calms down. If we are healthy, if insulin is sensitive, we're supposed to be satisfied after a while. But when insulin is insensitive and cortisol is high, the anger do not go away. And people get into a frenzy of binging, and they don't understand. They think that there is something defect in the brain, may have been, okay? But the studies that were done were never done on people who really follow the cycle that I'm speaking about. So the science, this is how far science can reach. There is no more studies that prove exactly what is the real defect on our ability to suppress naturally, reach a sense of the satiety. Yes, there are chemicals can cause it, estrogen chemical can cause disturbance in appetite, but there's great evidence that it's all correlated with chronic elevation of cortisol, which gives you uncontrolled appetite, provided that your insulin is not sensitive. Okay, do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's very important, whatever you do, if you want to heal yourself, whether it lose weight or gain muscle or recover from trauma or whatever it is, you've got to make sure that you stabilize your insulin. This is the first thing that I do with all those who apply for consultation.
Yes, you
all
do.
The clients and everything. Stabilizing insulin is the key to give you the power to heal yourself. If your insulin is not stabilized, everything becomes much more difficult. Remember another thing. Insulin, we will talk about it more in the future, is an amazing anabolic hormone. It does not really mobilize, as you read in Muscle Magazine, amino acid to the muscle. This is stupid. But it has a signaling effect very similar and in conjunction with IGF-1, the most powerful growth factor. They're almost twins, and they work together to synthesize protein in the muscle, okay? So we can't afford, when it's coming to stress or building muscle, losing fat, we cannot afford insulin insensitivity. We've got to do anything to do that. And in fact, all our products are geared towards keeping you insulin sensitive. Our warrior milk, we have a new organic whey, we have this herbs that stabilize blood sugar, it's called glucosine. Everything possible to help you stabilize blood sugar and stabilize your insulin. We'll talk after this break. We'll talk about fat burning and fat buildup, the mechanisms that you probably never heard before.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hofmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, it's time to put the record straight now about fat loss and fat gain. And the material that you're going to hear here may sound so crazy, you definitely never heard about it. You couldn't read about it in Muscle and Fitness or Men's Fitness and Men's Health or Prevention Magazine. You just can't because it's not there, but this is the truth. It may be too sophisticated for those writers who never basically bother to learn the material. And for most people who just are looking for simplistic solution, but here's the fact. When fat is breaking down, that does not mean that fat burning or fat conversion to energy occur. Let me repeat it again. When fat stores are breaking down, this does not mean that you are losing fat. It's a very important action. But it does not mean that you are losing fat. In fact, in many obese people, fat stores are breaking down constantly. Okay? And also, the hormones that promote fat gain allegedly, okay, also break fat. It sounds absurd. We need to understand what's going on. Why many people be able to burn fat for energy, and while some others constantly deposit it back on the fat cells. In fact, this process of breaking fat and regaining it is very dangerous. I'll explain in a second. So the mechanism of fat loss and fat gain need to be understood because it is not simple. It's not just good enough to break fat storage. If it doesn't convert to energy, you're not in a good situation. If it converts to energy, that's great. And it's a complex of events that you need to understand and how it affects everything in your body, your mind, your muscle, and everything, and how it all affect each other. This must be understood. Brandy, you wanted to say something?
Well, I did. You know, we mentioned in the beginning of the show, and this is a great time just to mention again, know that we have thousands of listeners out there because I see the reports. So again, we encourage you to call in. I mean, Ori is always telling us the truth and nothing but the truth when it comes to what's going on in health and wellness. This is your chance. Please call us. You know, we've got two toll-free numbers you can call into to ask questions of Ori directly. And one is 866-472-5791 or 866-472-5792. We really do encourage you to call in and ask your questions. We realize that this is new information, and it, you know, like I was talking to Ori, we were talking on the break, it takes a while sometimes to digest all this great new information, but I know the questions are out there, so please feel free to call us.
Okay, Brandy, what do you think is fat burning, basically? How does it happen?
Well, see, I don't know all your fancy terms. I mean, I guess from my perspective, if I understand it, you know, fat burning is a process in which, you know, you are expending more energy than what you may be putting in fuel-wise. That would be, I guess, maybe my ignorant way of explaining it. You know,
yeah,
that,
but technically, what do you think is happening?
Within the body itself?
Yes.
I think that, you know, what happens is when you get to a certain point, your body starts to tap into its fat stores, and it releases it as energy in your body that has been burned away.
It releases that energy where?
In the cells.
What cells?
Your fat cells.
In the cell, fat cells, it releases energy?
Well,
you see, this is where it's becoming confusing, and I'd like to explain it.
Yeah, please.
Yes. Not necessarily. It does not release energy in the fat cells. In fact, fat cells are not anyway capable of transferring energy to mobilize our actions, okay? So, yes, fat can generate energy in every tissue, but for the purpose of fueling the body, it has to be mobilized to the muscle, to the heart, to the liver, to the active tissues, especially the muscle.
Okay.
Which is the most energy-producing tissue in the body, to produce energy. So fat has to be, first of all, broke down and mobilized to energy. I will repeat it again. Break down, mobilized for energy. But this process itself is not that simple. Fat is stored in the fat cells as triglyceride. This is the very effective way to store three fatty acids together with the glycerol molecule, as a triglyceride. This is how fat has been stored, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In order to break it down, there are enzymes that cleave, first of all, the first connection, and the diglyceride to release one fatty acid. It's called unesterified fatty acid, or free fatty acid. And then another hormone is called lipoprotein lipase, LPL, break the other connection. So, theoretically and ideally, efficient breakdown will release three free fatty acid to the circulation. But these are not water-soluble. They need to be carried in the circulation. You understand me? It's fat. Fat do not resolve in watery environment. So they are attached either to protein carrier or mostly to cholesterol, lipoprotein carrier, to carry them on the circulation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, in order to be carried, they have to build the enzymatic process again to triglyceride. It sounds very weird, okay?
It does.
But that's the way it is. And in many cases, basically, there is a spillover of free fatty acid to the circulation, not a good situation, not a good position. Because free fatty acid in the circulation can go through damaging effect, oxidation or peroxidation, and become free radical and damage the blood vessel and damage tissue dramatically. Okay? So the spillover of free fatty acid to the circulation is not a good thing. However, it is this free fatty acid that is the substrate, eventually will be the primer substrate to be burned for energy. When it reaches the muscle, okay, it's been separated from the carrier protein or the lipoprotein, and in the muscle, in a healthy muscle, it will convert to acyl coenzyme A, and mobilize into the mitochondria, the furnace, energy furnace of the muscle cell, to be converted for energy, okay? So the enzyme carnitinylmethyl transfer, or CPT1, it's an enzyme that derived from the amino acid carnitine we talked about before, play a critical role in mobilizing this acyl coenzyme A, which is the derivative of free fatty acid, to be converted to energy. In this process, there are also byproducts. And some byproducts, when it accumulates, like palmitoyl coenzyme A, will inhibit fat burning. So if the muscle is not efficient in converting to energy, or if there is accumulation of fat metabolism byproducts like palmitoyl coenzyme A, fat burning will be inhibited. Instead, the muscle itself, unfortunately, will start to esterify. That means build the free fatty acids as storage of triglycerine in the muscle. And in many cases, this will happen in obesity. Okay? Instead of converting free fatty acid for energy, it's been reorganized as triglyceride for storage. Cortisol and insulin combined together will do similar effect. Basically, even though fat will break down, there will be a spillover now of free fatty acid to the circulation with increased risk of oxidation. Okay, you're with me?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, many of them will be redeposited back on the fat cells as triglyceride, and if it reached the muscle, in many cases, it will not be available for fat burning. You understand?
Yes.
So basically, it's a quite bad situation. I repeat it again. The process of fat burning needs adrenal and cortisol and a good sensitive insulin in a low state. At that point, fat burning and conversion to energy will work amazingly well. Under normal condition, healthy condition, when you train, that's the way we have been evolved. Insulin level is very low, okay? You virtually become actually kind of insulin resistant because adrenaline is high, insulin is low. All the storage has been broken and mobilized for energy and converted to energy, whether it's glycogen stores, the liver break glycogen stores, fat storage in the liver, triglycerides been broken down to free fatty acid, mobilized, okay, to the muscle tissue. The muscle tissue becomes extremely efficient now. Healthy muscle tissue, especially the type 2A and the type 1 fiber, to convert this fat for energy. This is how things are happening. And in fact, many times, energy conversion will be even faster than the available fatty acid, okay? Mm-hmm. So cortisol will interfere by breaking more, by elevating more sugar, promoting gluconeogenesis, conversion even of the liver. The liver stop produce sugar from fat storage, further mobilizing it for energy. This is a good, healthy situation where the body is into one thing and one thing only. Better survive by being energetic, mobilizing energy for energy, mobilizing substrate, I mean fuel for energy, being efficient in burning energy, being able to generate strength, speed, and amazing resistance to fatigue. Okay? The opposite is happening when we are not ready for that. Is this a sign for a break, Brandy?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So we'll continue after this break. And again, if you have any question, come on. We'll address it.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great. Helen of Troy, The 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supported products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, so listen, we want to sum it up, and I promise you also to talk about herbs that broke cortisol, but before I want to have a quick sum up. You clearly realize that in the body, fat-burning compound or fat-gaining compound are not good or bad guy, depends on the action. Insulin is not a bad guy, even though it promotes fat storage. It also promotes muscle gain, almost as powerful as steroid hormone like testosterone. We have to understand the whole picture. Cortisol is not a bad guy because it, under certain circumstances, it can promote generation of energy and protecting the body life. But when chronically induced, because of abuse, dietary mostly abuse, and maybe some kind of genetic defect that can happen too, people basically will suffer the consequences. A typical stressed body looks like a big belly, and ironically, cortisol will shed the fat in other areas of the body. So usually it's involved fat gain in the belly and the neck, very skinny legs. Researchers call it a lemon on two sticks. That's how a person looks like. They also find a correlation between chronic stress, body shape, and social status. Researchers are finding evidence that in other primates, this phenomena occur as well, that the secondary on the status, not the alpha male, not the alpha female, the secondary, those who are on the constant stress of not being on control, develop chronic stress with symptoms of central obesity. That means definitely weight gain in the central, in the waist and the belly. And it will be very interesting to see if we are going to realize in the future that we can detect chronically stressed people by the way they are shaped. And usually these people suffer from high rate of mortality, clogged arteries, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Not a good situation to be. On the other hand, the people who are the alpha male or alpha female who have a strong sense of freedom or being on control are lean, powerful. The arteries are clean. Very interesting phenomena. Both of them face stress. But one of them, it's a chronic stress. The feeling of being trapped, it doesn't matter where, in your job, in your life, in your health, in your marriage, could cause chronic stress that, yes, may kill you. And not before it make you look like a lemon on two sticks, okay? The pear shape. However, if you take control of your life, if you decide not to give up, Even if the job sucks, okay, you can take control in other areas of your life. Do some activity. Follow the right diet. Follow the right eating cycle. Try to make a plan to make your life much more in control. You could be a leader of your group anyway. And yes, the stress will start to dissipate and work for you instead of against you. We talked before about the measurement. You've got to stabilize your insulin. You've got to plan your diet, and you've got to supplement yourself in today's world properly. There are cortisol blockers. Let me tell you something about them. They are all adverse. One of the most notable cortisol blocker is the herb licorice. Licorice and synthetic licorice derivatives have shown to substantially block cortisol, but this is what's happening. Licorice also is a very estrogen-promoting herbs. In time of excess estrogen because of the chemicals, we talked about so many times, this is the last thing you want to put in your body. But moreover, let's leave alone the estrogen problem. When cortisol is blocked, it's blocked by inhibiting the enzyme that convert the neutral cortisol into the active cortisol on the receptor. When this enzyme is inhibited, the other hormone, the mineral or corticoid hormone, aldosterone, will bind to the receptor, and that can cause water retention, hypertension, and risk your life as well. Do you really want to be bloated? Do you want to substitute one evil with the other? Absolutely not. So the best solution for you is to follow the plan that we discussed so many times. Under-eat during the day, eat AM food. They would never promote high activity of cortisol or chronic cortisol. Berries, fruit, light protein, perfect. You cannot go wrong. If your insulin or blood sugar is high, or if you suffer from hypoglycemia like most people do, go and check on our website. Start to nourish yourself with our warrior milk. It's perfectly designed for that. And take the glycosine. Also, detoxify the liver. The liver is a key organ to help you stabilize insulin.
Ori, I don't mean to cut you off, and we've got a call, and I know we're getting ready to wrap up the show, too. So if we want to take the caller, we've got Casey from Sacramento, and I understand she's got a question about DHEA. Hi, Casey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing, Ori?
Very good. How about you, Casey?
Good. I was doing some research and about DHEA, the hormone.
Right.
And what they were, what I read was that most of us are very, we lack magnesium in our bodies. And that has a lot to do with DHEA, and I was just wondering if you had any research on that or any feedback on that.
Look, that means the DHEA rob our magnesium pool?
Well, from what I read is having a deficiency in magnesium has a lot to do with how much DHEA we have in our system as far as that hormone.
That could be very well through a deficiency not just of magnesium, of zinc, copper, manganese could cause severe impairments in sex hormones and sex hormones precursors.
Okay.
But this is trivial. This is already something that has been established many years ago. I would not see it as an element that need to be addressed specifically just being magnesium. You want to make sure that all your minerals are in good tact.
Okay.
When I decide the word essential, it's definitely lead into this direction, okay? I want to warn you on falling into the trap of adding one supplement or the other. I know it's the end of the show. I just want to say we're going to talk about it in the next shows. People take massive amount of supplement, massive, not knowing that they can lose the balance and do the opposite adverse effect. For example, antioxidant. We know that metabolic stress is the key element that destroy our body. But do antioxidants, synthetic antioxidants, really help? The evidence show no. It show that actually in certain ways, synthetic antioxidants can cause the opposite effect. And in the muscle, it weaken, it actually shorten the body capacity and weakening the body capacity to generate strength. So The same thing with magnesium. Look, magnesium supplementation, if your food is not rich enough in magnesium, is recommended in small amount. High amount of magnesium is extremely toxic.
Okay.
It's a metal that could be extremely toxic. Selenium. How about selenium? You know, selenium, everybody's talking about selenium. You read about it in every possible fitness magazine, health book. Selenium is anti-cancerous. Let me tell you about selenium.
We got to hurry, Ori. We only got 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
We got too much selenium and too much iodine in the diet. Selenium inhibits your thyroid, inhibits energy production. We got too much selenium. So take it easy with the research. Just follow an essential diet. Have the basic supplementation if you need to, and you're going to be fine, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ori.
You're welcome. We'll meet next week. Thank you, Brandy.
Thanks, Ori. Everybody have a great week.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.